This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You're rolling over here, so I might as well just throw it to you right now.
It's because of what you said at the break. You're like, Nick's like, dude, are you seeing all these pictures El Jefe's spitting out about of you walking cats? I was like, yeah, you know, like the first couple are cool, but then when you get 18 deep, it's a little much. Joe goes, he just has so much time on his hands.
I did. I looked at it, I go, how the hell did he already get like three pictures and put your head on those? I'm like, what does he do all day?
Damn it, El Jefe, once I lose all this weight, you got to start using Skinny Barry's face. Don't be using Fat Barry anymore.
Oh, I thought you were going to get all over the cat.
No.
That cat is far too plump to be seen with me.
That cat's coat is just not healthy. That's just somebody said, hey, tell Joel I park like that because people let their badass kids open the door and hit my car.
Then buy door bumpers. Okay,
or park really far where there's a lot of
far away and get the walk
spots
out of it.
It's Lima time said I left a stern note on a guy's windshield one time that probably deterred him from future parking woes. Right? Yeah, nothing gets people more angry than a stern letter.
Yeah,
nothing teaches a lesson.
Taking that letter, throwing it in the trash.
You're damn right.
Yeah. When I was younger, I may have been known to do a Bronco kick.
Really?
On a door or a fender.
I won't either confirm nor deny that I might have spit on a handle or two back in the day.
So you won't incriminate yourself like Joel just did?
No. I won't say whether it has or has not happened. I won't.
I said back when I was younger, I may have.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Well, that's good. That's cool.
Sir Chomps-a-Lot said, what about those fat people that drive around with the shopping cart and clearly have no disability other than being fat? Well, now, okay. You don't
shopping
know.
Cart or like the electric?
Yeah, like the electric. Like a Rascal at Walmart. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, where they get in the Rascal scooter and drive around the store.
Yeah, yeah.
So you do have to kind of, I do look at that and think, you know, if you were walking, you'd be much better off. You probably wouldn't need it. But then there are some people that, you know, for whatever reason, they can't help it.
No, they need it.
Yeah, and there are medical conditions that will make you gain a lot of weight. And so you can't be too quick to judge. But if you see some healthy-looking 22-year-old male get out of a car at the front handicap parking spot,
but again,
I'm a bit suspect
of
that.
You can be suspect no matter what they look like because basically it is all about keeping it on the down low. When we used to live down in Midtown, the Midtown Randalls had two of those things. And lo and behold, you'd get a guy that you think looked like someone that definitely needed to use that electronic chair. And the minute that chair got to the front door, he got off of it like he was getting off a Harley Davidson, grabbed his bags, carried his groceries, and walked across the parking lot to the car. I was like, what are you doing? Was the day that tough for you?
One time, I thought I was going to have to fight three teenagers because they were horsing around on that thing in the store, just driving it and yelling and screaming. And they were coming down the aisle I was on. And it was like a bag of tortillas or something like that. And they came around to me and I just threw it at them. I was like, hey, knock it off. Take that back to the front, you stupid. And I started cussing at them. And they were all like, what? And then somebody, I guess, from the store came by. But I was like, you know, that kind of stuff is just ridiculous. That's why you shouldn't have kids. Like, I really don't think anyone should ever have another kid. Like, let's just call it right here. And whoever's born, 2:04 p.m., February 21st, no more. That's it. And then we'll just go from here. I think that'd be good. Kids,
Nick, you want to hold my cell phone? I'm just saying.
No. I just don't think. I'm sorry, but we got it. We have enough people. This world would be so much better without all the people in it. It really would.
Was it China that they didn't tell you to stop having
kids? Oh, there's
kids,
a limit.
But there's a limit, right?
There's a limit, yeah.
I think I know where I need to move now.
Yeah.
Well, they don't completely stop. They just limit. So the reason why they're limiting is because they're overpopulated.
China.
You would dominate in China.
I'd be tall, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be like a bouncer at every club. And you could be funny. It could be a dual purpose.
How tall is Barry? What are you, like 5'7", 5'8"?
Really, bro?
Really? Wow.
How tall are you?
Nick, you just came back with a comeback.
My
you didn't know
I was off by 2 inches.
I'm 5'10". Yeah, story of my life. Off by 2 inches. Story of my
life. A bit outside.
Somebody said, I can't wait till Bear gets old and starts yelling at kids in his yard, holding his
He's
cat.
He's already yelling them at the store, throwing tortillas at them.
Can you see me like on the front porch rocking with my old ass cat that's like 73 years old and I'm 112 and I'm just yelling at people petting
No, you're not yelling anymore. You're going, get off my lawn.
Yeah, I'll do it. I don't care.
Kids playing soccer in a quarter sack, they accidentally kick a ball at your car. Would
okay,
you
so
like yell at them?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I've actually I did this one time. I did actually yell at kids that were playing in my yard. I swear to God.
You're that guy.
I was like, hey, you're tearing up. I'm trying to get the grass. Get out of here. And then I went inside and I told my wife, I was like, it's over. I'm now officially an old grumpy man. And I hate myself so much right now for just doing what I just did.
Hey that you get out, that is a very, very specified hey when you're yelling at kids.
Yeah, it's true.
Now, let me ask you this. There's two things there. You threw tortillas at him.
Yeah, I threw tortillas at him.
You threw tortillas at him.
I did. And I went and retrieved them.
I don't know if you know this or not.
I'm not wasting a pack of tortillas on a bunch of brats.
And
no
you
way.
Took them back to where you got them and you got fresh ones that weren't cracked
Absolutely.
Or broken. Of
Absolutely.
Course you did. All right. So two things. One, the Rockets once on Hispanic Heritage Night.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, gave out tortillas. My Spanish announcer went ballistic.
Wow, I remember
Like that
this.
Is just the ultimate no-no. That's like even when they had Yao, and teams around the league used to, when the Rockets came with Yao, they used to have their own Chinese New Year celebration, and they'd give out like fortune cookies, and it was offensive.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
Very.
And then the other thing that came to mind, and I want to know if you guys believe that this is the right thing or the wrong thing, because I think, Barry, you're going to side with me Uh-oh. On this, which is crazy. I was at the grocery store the other night, and actually the other day. It was in the morning, and I see these two kids come running in the front door.
Immediately, I'm already mad.
Right.
Stop
with their,
running.
With their backpacks.
Quit horsing
right?
around.
With their backpacks, uh-huh. probably in the 12, 13-year-old range. And they go flying around the floral department, and the backpacks hit two potted plants, and both plants hit the ground and shatter the pottery. And they just kept going. And I was like, hey, yo, what are, and I called them back, and I'm like, come here. Come here right now. And I pulled the line out. I was like, you know Did what, you? Man? I was your age once, but my parents would have walked my ass back here and made sure that whether I had to pay for them or not wasn't the issue. It was to own what your mistake was, and in most cases, you're going to get off. And now, I walked them back, and then the manager came and cleaned it up.
Joe's out handing
good.
Out life lessons.
But, man, I don't, yeah, I don't want – I mean, if that was me – It would have been a lot worse back in the day. My parents, if they found out about it, all that stuff. But I was like, come on, man. You can't just go flying through the grocery store, knock stuff on the floor, it breaks, and you're just like, but whatever, I'm going to keep going.
Now, here's the thing, and I've had this argument with people that don't believe that it's true or that I would or wouldn't, but I will shush a kid in a store in a minute in front of their parents, and I don't care. If you're not going to discipline your kids or watch them and they're just acting fools, then I'll do it.
That means you've been... confronted
See,
by parents
that's where
as well,
parents
right?
get really
I'm not,
defensive.
Really?
No. Because, I mean, if your kid is acting a fool, running around, screaming. I was like, I was grocery shopping last weekend. There was these parents. They had seven kids, first of all.
Oh, boy.
Which, what kind of monster has seven kids?
Well, if you know, if you had John and
what
Kate, it could make eight.
What kind of horrible person would go out and have seven whole kids?
Right? John and Kate make eight.
Yeah. But, and then they weren't like, they were literally, they had the longest shopping cart I've ever seen in my whole life. And I didn't even know they made these limousine shopping carts.
With the, is that the one with the little kid car underneath?
Yeah. And they just packed these kids in, just crammed them all into this cart. And then the parents and the kids are literally walking around the HEB just screaming at the top of their lungs.
What's the?
Just screaming. And you could hear them 7 aisles over. And I thought, oh, I wish they would come down an aisle that I'm on.
What are you going to do, throw beans at them?
No. And here they come, screaming right? down the aisle. Here they come. And I just turn around and I'm like, hey, no one wants to hear this.
Wait, how'd they go again?
Hey.
No, how'd the kids make the noise?
Oh, they were just screaming.
Was it loud?
All right. You know what?
No, I'm just asking. It's a legitimate
go
question.
Ahead. Go,
no,
ahead.
Was,
go ahead.
Were they
I'll
loud?
Let you finish
was it loud?
I finish. No, I'll let you finish.
Was it loud? Because I was going to say it could be the Creighton family if they were loud.
That's true. That's
there.
True.
Here.
But I just said, hey, no one wants to hear this. And the dad looked at me and I was like, dude, like Ooh. People are trying to shop. control your kids. And I walked off. Now, fortunately for me, he was super fat, so he was never going to be able to run me down. Yeah, no, he was just super fat. Like, he wasn't going to be able to catch me, even if he did want to whip my ass. But yes, I will shush kids if they're bad.
So, like, that's what you do. You shush kids who have fat parents. That way they can't catch you.
I've shushed regular-looking parents' kids before.
But parents, that's the thing. Parents, as much as, just like the leashes, parents, as much as they're trying to take it easy or getting off easy by using the technique, if you step in, they're going to get defensive and tell you.
They do.
You don't tell me how to discipline my parents.
I'd actually be okay
with
that. I'm like, man, you're doing me a favor. Shut these kids up.
Yeah. See,
because sometimes parents can't shut their kids up.
That's how I look at it.
Now, at a movie theater, I understand it.
But, I mean, why let your kids act a fool in line? Like, if you're just standing in line getting ready to check out, and there's some kid, like, one time this kid was hitting me with something. I don't know what it was. And I turned around, I was like, are you seriously going to let your kid continue to hit me with that? And the mom was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just like, yeah, why don't you watch your kid? Like, what's wrong with
that? Angry shopper.
I just don't like out of control kids.
What was the kid hitting you with? A pack of
I don't even remember
tortillas.
That would have been just that would have been some sort of
exactly
social kid justice.
That would have
right?
been justice right there.
That's pretty good. That's pretty funny.
All right, Grant Napier, the TV voice of the Sacramento Kings, joins us at 2:30. He's going to talk Boogie Cousins. He had some pretty poignant tweets after the trade was finalized yesterday about. No love lost between his feelings about the Kings and Boogie Cousins and the fact they'll be better off without him, so we'll get to him. We've also got Jim to get to. Quentin, you were out there. You took off. You can still feel free to call back and chime in if you still want to talk about handicapped parking spots. And I think we should talk about anger management with Barry.
I really do. Yeah, I think I need it.
I really think, like, for all the, you know, that you got the shopper's cards at, like, Randall's and Kroger and all that, I think there should be another kind of a... Like a warning buzzer or something when Barry's in the building. You know, the little, you know, like the little blue light special? You know, Barry's in the parking lot. Barry will be in the store.
Hide your wife. Hide your kids.
Parents, please fasten your kids into the cart and do not allow them to speak until spoken to. All right. We'll be back with more ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4. We are The Usual Suspects. I think you guys are very pro-name, right? And we were talking about it in the break. If we go, the old saying goes, you're either with us or against us. So if we are the us, as in hashtag the U.S. Usual Suspects, you're either with us or against us.
I like it. Okay. I dig it.
There you have it.
Somebody said, I got a side question for Barry. My neighborhood's filled with outdoor cats that poo and pee all over the yard. Is it acceptable to, quote, get rid of them?
No, it is not. Please. I don't know why you're thinking Barry.
Was that a tweet or a text?
It's not okay to get rid of them.
Nick, you don't answer for me.
You can't, why did you have
Barry,
to think
about
that?
Barry, was that a tweet
or a text? That was a text.
Okay, don't write that number down because my wife's going to act. You've never met my wife, and she will actually now call you and go, you better have that number for whoever. Ooh, that.
They're just asking a simple question, Lisa. I know, but, don't get angry. It is a legitimate question.
Anybody tries to do anything to animals, my wife is like Bob Barker.
Throw his ass under the bus right now. Tell Lisa.
My wife is Bob Barker. She's coming through. She's taking care of business.
All right. I guess the answer is no.
No, I'm not saying you can say whatever you want. But you're a cat guy. You're going to tell him that it's okay?
Dude, I'm telling you, you don't understand. I tried to explain this to you 1,000 times about the cats, but I'm just... You know what? No. I'll just go, no.
No, I want to know. I want to hear.
You can't get rid of them.
What did you want to say? I didn't mean to answer for you, Barry.
I'm not doing it now, Nick. Dr. Jarantunani said, I saw a lot of, quote, heavyset peeps at Disney World on scooters during Christmas break. It's very pathetic. Now, again, you don't know what their situation is. They may have.
Yeah, it is. The buffet at Disney's cheap.
Someone told me just to, Screwston told me just to drink some cider and chill. And if you don't listen to the show, you don't get the reference.
Dude, I will apologize on air. I did not mean to interrupt you. What? I just thought that if the people were extremely loud as a family, especially with children, it had to be the Creightons.
No, there's no doubt that would have been the Creightons. Yeah, there's no doubt. If every family had seven kids, there would be 50 billion people on the planet in 100 years.
Well, you're already a math major.
No, this was a text. There I know are already too many people. I totally agree with that. There's way too many people. Like, what if we just did a lottery?
As to who can have kids and who can't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be good with that.
Completely un-American, but okay.
What? Well, it's not about America.
No, it's not.
It's about making America great again, Nick.
No, it's just about being able to go outside and shop in peace and go to the movies. And by the way, your boy.
My boy. See, I love everybody that is my boy.
Your boy Richard said when his daughter turned five, his wife let him wear the light-up shoes to the movies, and he was so ashamed. Why would you be ashamed of that?
Can I ask, did his wife let Richard wear the shoes or the kid? I'm just asking.
No, I don't know.
I'm asking for a friend, actually.
I wouldn't be ashamed of that.
No.
No. I mean, now,
the kid's not walking during the movie, so it's not flash. It's not like the Bee Gees. Yeah. You're not dancing in the movies because the shoes are hitting the ground.
Or if she's screaming, then you hit her with one of the light-up shoes. Otherwise.
After you pull the leash? After you pull the leash and because you forgot the tortillas?
You give her the like Caesar Milan. You give her the and then maybe she stops.
Okay.
That's fine.
Honey, get in the diaper bag and give me the bag of tortillas if this kid acts up one more time.
I'm not saying beat your kids. I'm saying there's techniques you can use when you have the leash.
You're saying kill cats, but don't beat your kids.
I'm not saying kill cats either,
Nick. There's a neighborhood with like 10 or 15 murdered cats on a lawn. We know it's because this texter that Barry should have encouraged not to kill cats killed cats.
No, you can get rid of cats other ways besides killing them. You can take them to the Humane Society.
Oh, okay. You didn't suggest that.
You can put them in a crate and drive them to a neighborhood that you don't like and let them go in there.
Okay.
Didn't you say something in the break about poisoning a can of tuna?
You know what? You are really going to get me
on
in trouble.
On that note, Jim wants to get in here on parenting. Jim, what's up? Save Barry.
Enjoy the show, guys. I'm in sales, so I'm outside a lot. I get to listen to your show, so it's entertaining at the least. One of my favorite things to do, also coincidentally one of my wife's least favorite things that I do, when we go grocery shopping, if there's a little kid that begins to ask his mother or father for a candy bar, and they say no, I want a candy, and he starts screaming and moaning and crying and going on and on and getting louder and louder, I do the same thing, and I promise you I can be a whole lot louder than a six-year-old kid. It's awesome. And I do it for about 30 seconds. And then I look at the parents and I say, well, what? If you're not going to parent the kid, then I will.
Dude, you're my hero, Jim. I'm doing this.
I love
Have you ever been confronted, Jim?
Have I ever been where?
Confronted. Like, so you do it and you don't see, like, Bubba is the kid's dad. He comes around from aisle five.
They're too freaking embarrassed. They're far too embarrassed that they didn't parent their child properly. Another thing that I do, and I'm kind of a big dude, so I don't encourage this. I'm 6'2", 230 pounds. If I see one of these teenagers walking through the store and I can see their underwear, I tell them, excuse me, sir, I can see your underwear. Pull up your fucking pants. Frugal pants.
Oh, dump. Oh, you can't, Jim.
Did you get him, Nick?
The call was perfect.
It was
bro.
Great until
so
that.
It was perfect Jim. Until you
if
did
we were
that.
On satellite radio, it'd still be perfect, but Jim.
Did you hang up on him?
He's on, but I just potted him down.
You can't. Once you're back on, you gotta go. Yeah.
Jim,
that was
a perfect call, bro.
Yeah, Jim, don't be a stranger, but clean it up before you come back. We've had Troy do this to us before, but basically, I thought he was describing Barry's strong safety body. 6'4", 230.
Somebody said I'd whip a dude's ass if he tried to discipline my kids. I'm already stressed out enough. My wife let these kids get this bad. And I'm having to bring them with me anyways, and some dumbass with no kids is out there just trying to tell me what to do. Get the hell out of here. I respect that. But you know what? You sound like a guy that would keep your kids in check if they started acting crazy, so we wouldn't have to worry about
that. Well, he's 6'2", 230.
No. This was a text that somebody was like, yeah, if you try to discipline my kids. But this sounds like a guy that would keep his kids in check, so we wouldn't have to worry about it. What's up?
What are you celebrating?
God love Mark. Mark tweeted the exact Mickey Mouse sign I used to have multiple copies of in my car.
Uh-oh.
It's Mickey Mouse flipping you the bird, and it says, thanks for parking so close. Next time, leave a effing can opener so I can get out of my car. A-holes like you should take the bus. I had at least 50 of those in my car ready to go if I ever needed them.
That's very passive-aggressive. I'm on board with that. That's great.
Absolutely love
it. Tyler said, being that I work at HEB, and when kids act like that, I can't say anything, so thank you. Ha! Nick, Yeah, suck it. Okay? We're out here doing the Lord's work. That's what we're doing.
Doing the Lord's work.
We're doing the Lord's work.
You're making the world a better place.
You're damn right I am. One badass kid at a time.
All right, they're lining up right now for Daughters, Shoes, Movies, and Discipline.
Yeah.
What?
I'm going nowhere. He said...
just hang... Guys, hang on the line through the...
We've got an interview at 2:30.
Yeah, we got Grant Napier coming up at 2:30 talking about the Boogie Cousins situation, and we're going to get back to it. So if you guys can hang in there, otherwise call back. But we'll continue this, as they say, to be continued, after we get Grant Napier in here next talking about Boogie Cousins, Sacramento, and why he went off on a Twitter rampage to say how happy he was that the Boogie is gone. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Barry, and Nick until 4. And without further ado, exactly what we've been waiting for. Good friend of mine for a lot of years, Grant Napier, the television voice of the Sacramento Kings, as well as host of his own radio show. He's filled in for Jim Rome over the years. He's got a face for radio, but he does TV, and he's got great pipes. Grant, great to have you with Joel and Barry. Thanks for joining us. I know you're busy, and I appreciate you taking the time. You know this situation in Sacramento better than anybody, and sure. And you put out a couple of tweets that I mentioned at the start of the show that I think we all wish we could have over the years done at some point or another working for a team. Right off, and you can follow Grant at Grant Napier Show on Twitter, Grant and then Napear Show. If you want to read the tweets again, but just first of all, talk a little bit about what kind of led you to put out those tweets. Because again, anybody that's ever worked for a team, you want to do that, but you're so worried about what the backlash you're going to get from upstairs.
Yeah, you know, it's a great question, and I did think about that. You know, the fact that I do have a radio show and I'm a very opinionated on my radio show, mm-hmm. What I said via Twitter was really not that much different than what I've been saying on my radio show about DeMarcus Cousins. And so, you know, it may have seemed abrasive. It may have seemed like, wow, I can't believe that the TV announcer of the Kings is saying this. But the reality is I've said a lot of that on my radio show. And so it really wasn't that odd from a Sacramento fans perspective. And here's the other deal. I know the truth. You've worked for a team for a long time, Joel, you know, and not always can you tell the truth, but I didn't really say anything that I think a lot of people in Sacramento didn't already know. And I think the majority of people that are close to this organization and are real diehard fans saw that Sacramento was not going to win with DeMarcus Cousins. To me, that was very obvious.
Well, the other thing, Grant, that I was going to talk about, because you touched on it, internal knowledge and the knowledge that we have had over the years is far different than what the media hears and what the people and the fans hear. So sure. A lot of people's initial reaction was, you know, you got fleeced as an organization, and if all it is that he and Matt Barnes were in a club or they highlighted, you know, too many technicals, that this is inexcusable and this is just another bad move by a bad franchise. And I was the first to say, wait a minute, time out. You guys probably only know 25% of what actually goes on. It's just that we can't tell you everything, though I know you'd like us to.
Spot on.
And I got to believe, you know, that's part of the deal, right?
It would be like me living on your block and thinking that I know everything that's going on in your house just because I'm in the same area as you. But the reality is I have no idea what would be going on in your house, even if I lived in your neighborhood. You know, it's kind of similar to that. This was a marriage that had been tried to be worked on and worked on and worked on. And after a lot of work, the two parties, and particularly the Kings, realized that the marriage was never going to work and they needed a divorce. And so that's what they did. I kind of equate this to a divorce. It wasn't working. It wasn't going to work. And so let's part ways, be happy, and start over. And the Kings are starting over. And I also think it's great for DeMarcus, because the one thing I will say about DeMarcus He's been tremendous for our community. He's been a phenomenal person off the court. He's done amazing things for charities in our community, and he does it out of the goodness of his heart. A lot of times it's not even publicized. He doesn't care. That's not why he does it. So there are two DeMarcus Cousins. The DeMarcus Cousins off the court, Sacramento will miss. The DeMarcus Cousins on the court, I don't think they are going to miss. And I think this paves the way for the Kings to really hit the reset button and start moving forward in the right direction.
So I was going to ask you this too, Grant. Is there a way that you can describe, you don't have to get into specifics, obviously, but is it fixable? What was so wrong about him that maybe people didn't see first glance on the court that you mentioned? And then
he doesn't have a filter. He doesn't have the ability. You know how we say or tell our kids, you know, hey, you know, count to 10 or take a deep breath or what have you. He doesn't have that ability. I'll give you two perfect examples, okay? Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, the Kings beat the Golden State Warriors in overtime at home. Probably their best win of the year. That or the win at Cleveland, but we'll just call it the best win of the year. And we have a brand new arena in Sacramento. It's kind of similar to what you see with the Cowboys when they come out of the locker room and there's that premium lounge where yep. the fans can see the player. All right, so it's kind of like that. So DeMarcus leaves the floor with this team. Kings just had the best win of the year, and there are a lot of fans that are there as the Kings are walking into the locker room. DeMarcus sees a Golden State fan in a Golden State jersey and says, F Golden State, and gives the fan two middle fingers, and it's all on video. And so you're asking yourself, this is the face of the franchise? This is the guy that you're going to give $208 million to this summer? Is that what you want? Then the very next game, he gets his 15th technical foul, and with 1 second left in the game, after the game is already over, he goes at the ref, gets his second technical, which was his 16th, so he gets suspended for the following game, which is against Boston. The Kings go out, they play great without him, they beat Boston. So he comes back for the next game in the first half, picks up another technical, his 17th. He's one technical away from another suspension. All right, he has issues with the media. He's very thin-skinned. If you say anything about him, write anything about him that he doesn't like, he gets in your face. He'll curse at you. He doesn't care who's around. He doesn't care who sees it. He berates the media. He can't do that anymore. This is a fresh start for him. This is an opportunity for him to realize that what he's been doing on the court needs to change. I don't know if he's capable of changing, but at least he's got a chance now because he has a clean slate and a fresh start.
Yeah, Grant Napier joins us on The Usual Suspects. Grant, you went through that with him 3 or 4 years ago, right, where you were critical of some of the things he did, and after a game he kind of came over and had words with you. So you kind of speak from experience in that regard as far as...
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, but everyone has in Sacramento. Hey, he did the same thing as Sean Elliott. You know, we were playing the Spurs a few years ago, and, you know, he goes into the locker room, turns his phone on, obviously got a message that Sean Elliott was critical of him, and he goes out. Sean was still on TV, and he waits for Sean to get done with his post game, and then berates him and is critical, and he ended up getting suspended by the league, I believe, 2 games for that. He just can't handle criticism. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, you're in Sacramento, and again, I've been here for 30 years, so I think I'm qualified to say this. This is the most innocent, cupcake, media-friendly city that you can play in the NBA, okay? They love their Kings. I mean, the media here is ultra-friendly. They go, you know, it's not New York, it's not Philly, it's not Chicago, it's not Boston. I can go on and on. Probably not even Houston or Dallas. The point I'm trying to make is, could you imagine this guy playing in a big market if he can't handle the media in Sacramento? And he's probably going to a perfect place in New Orleans because they don't have a lot of people that cover the Pelicans either down there. So he's probably going to be fine there. But, I mean, how can a guy that's 26 years old, who's been a U.S. team member and an Olympic gold medalist and a 3-time All-Star, have such thin skin? I mean, I'm telling you, to a point where somebody can write something in the Sacramento media. There was a guy from the ABC TV station. He had 750 followers, and he put a picture out on Media Day saying, you know, it's Media Day, and boy, it sure doesn't look like DeMarcus Cousins is that happy. And he showed a picture of DeMarcus, who always has that brood face. You know, he didn't look happy. The next time he saw this guy, okay, the guy has 750 followers on Twitter. DeMarcus comes up to him, berates him, curses at him, MFs him in front of the rest of the media members. Wow. I mean, he can't handle criticism.
So, Grant, let me ask you this, all right? Because the other thing is, and I've been very defensive in sticking up for the organization, because you're not that far removed from some really, really good times that we all experienced playing against you and with you in Arco and everything else.
Sure.
Is it a restart completely? And for people to say, well, you know, the organization's bad because of the fact that they made bad draft picks. They took Nick Stauskas. You know, they took so many different bad players with high draft picks. But
no
that
question.
Was a different regime. You have Vlade now. You have new ownership. And it seems like this is the best way to just, like you said, go complete. Even if we got to go start from scratch, we're going to start over to try and really start a path of positivity.
Amen. And you have to take advantage of this year's draft. I mean, let's face it. This is the best draft that we've had in ages. And the Kings, in all likelihood, are going to have one lottery pick. And if New Orleans doesn't make the playoffs, two lottery picks. If New Orleans does make the playoffs, it will be probably around 15. Okay, so what does that mean? It means that you better hit a triple and a home run in this year's draft. You cannot mess up on this draft. You're not getting top-tier free agents. I mean, look at the Lakers. They can't even get a top-tier free agent right now. So you're going to have to exceed. You're going to have to make sure that you make the right draft picks. And if the Kings were able to do that, you know, a lot of people forget 6 years ago, the Golden State Warriors were the Sacramento Kings. And what did they do? They traded their best player at the time, Monte Ellis. It paved the way for where they are now. That same year, the owner of the Golden State Warriors, Joe Lacob, who's the current owner, had a halftime ceremony with Chris Mullin and his big night, and the fans booed Joe Lacob off the floor for the entire ceremony. That wasn't that long ago.
Yep.
Sometimes you got to roll the dice, guys. You know that. Sometimes you've got to make a bold move. This move needed to be made. I just regret, and when I say I regret, I just wish it had happened 2 or 3 years ago, because that's when it really should have been done.
Grant, would you say though that the it's on Jeff Petrie, the Ben McLemores, and the Stauskases, and that Vlade, and I hope he has some people around him that will do it the right way now that they have these picks, now that they've set themselves up this way?
Yeah, you know, the one thing about Jeff Petrie, the majority of his draft picks were outstanding. I mean, he drafted Isaiah Thomas. He drafted Hassan Whiteside. I mean, he saw talent. He drafted guys like, you know, Gerald Wallace when the Kings were stocked at the small forward that, you know, he drafted Hedo Turkoglu's. I mean, guys that were late first-round picks. He actually did a phenomenal job drafting. He did get two Fs on back-to-back drafts with Thomas Robinson and Trimmer Fredette. Okay, so those are two bad ones. But his track record of drafting really was very, very good. But as you pointed out, you know, there's been another general manager after Jeff. That was Pete D'Alessandro, who just is about as bad as you can get. He traded Isaiah Thomas for nothing. His draft picks were terrible. This is why the D-Bot's a second year. I'm going to give him 3 full years and evaluate him after 3 full years. And then we'll go from there. I think it's too early to say he's good or he's bad or he's this or he's that. He needs 3 years to see if he can fix this team. He's a year and a half in.
I'm with you. And the other thing is that I took note of when you guys were talking about, or when the Kings made their actual release. Look, you talked about some key words, character, and, you know, to get to that path of winning, you
culture.
Know, yeah, and culture. And so I just asked this, but one of my least favorite players in the league of all time, but was the Matt Barnes move associated with those things as well?
100%. It was associated with that. He had the incident at the nightclub in New York back in, I believe it was December. No charges were filed against DeMarcus, but charges have been filed against Matt. He turned himself in a few weeks ago. Matter of fact, when we were in Houston, he flew right from Houston to New York and then was released. He's been charged with misdemeanor assault. He's done a couple of other things on social media that have really been like, what on earth are you thinking about? After the win against Boston, the game that was DeMarcus Cousins was suspended for, he stood in front of the Kings logo outside the locker room in his clothes after he had been, you know, after the game and, you know, flipped the bird and put underneath the hashtag free bogey. You know, it's like, what are you thinking about?
You
know, and so.
You got a 2-year deal. Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, what are you thinking about? It's like, so Matt did this to himself. And I'll say this about Matt, and I've talked to the players just like you all. You know, the players love playing with him. They said he was great. They said he was a phenomenal teammate. Dave Yeager loved him in Memphis and wanted him here in Sacramento. But, you know, you can't be doing things like that. And so enough was enough. It wasn't just one incident. It was several incidents where Vlade Divac was looking at Matt Barnes going, wait a minute, you're the senior member of my team. You're 36 years old. You've been through every situation. What are you thinking about? What are you doing? How are you behaving? Why are you behaving like this? And there was another incident after the Philadelphia game that was postponed because of moisture on the floor. And, you know, they take out a bottle of Hennessy in the locker room, and Matt is showing that on a, you know, social media, and then is seen drinking it outside the locker room. It's like, what are you doing? We understand guys drink. We get that. We understand that they're young adults, or in Matt's case, medium adult. You know, we get that. Why are you promoting that on social media? Like, what are you thinking about? So he did it to himself.
Well, Grant, I'm going to tell you right now, and fans out there, please follow Grant at Grant Napier Show, Grant, N-A-P-E-A-R, show. He's a great follow. Please catch him on NBA TV and catch him on the satellite with League Pass. He is a must follow. He's one of the best voices in TV following this game. And if you've ever heard the line, if you don't like that, then you don't like NBA basketball. It is all because of the author that is on the air with us right now. Grant, I miss you, buddy. I appreciate you spending some time with us, and good luck the rest of the way.
And Joel, the best thing you said, I do have a face for radio, but that's why I married a really hot wife, because she makes up for it. But I do have a face for radio. Barry, great being on with you, too. Guys, I really appreciate it. Anytime you need me, make sure you give me a call.
I'll do it. Thanks, Grant. Appreciate it very much. Grant Napier, the TV voice of the Sacramento Kings. A great read if you follow his tweets.
Dude, I love the honesty.
Yeah.
What a refreshing thing
no
to
question.
Have.
Works for a team and just completely honest.
That's the biggest
just
key, Nick.
Transparent. It's so beautiful.
So many teams would have that long cane with a hook on the end, and they'd be pulling at him already, and he'd be in trouble today. But the fact that he's able to do that, and I told you, he's also, because he uses that radio show as his alter ego, and he's able to get away with it. But he is a great interview, and we will definitely have him back. We'll take a quick break because we're a little bit over it, but we'll get back to it and get on schedule and get back to more of your calls as Richard still wants to chime in on his light-up shoes. So we'll get to him and a whole lot more. ESPN 97.5. That's over. Let's
get off. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm sorry. It's unprofessional to be laughing over the intro, but these last couple of texts are so funny. I cannot wait.
Yeah. And the other thing is, Nick, if you want to, we can check with David Gao. We want to send flowers to Grant Napier, probably either April 1st.
March 31st.
Because it's going to happen March 31st.
So right.
April 1st on April Fool's Day, and it won't be for April Fool's Day. We might want to send flowers because the Kings go to New Orleans to play the Pelicans. I'm pretty sure Boogie might be waiting for Grant when they come in. That could be a buzzsaw he's walking into at Smoothie King Center on March 31st.
And Grant doesn't strike me as a guy that's going to back down. I think he's going to be right there waiting for it almost.
Rest in peace,
yeah,
Grant.
All 5'9" of him.
Yeah,
rest going in peace, up against Grant. Boogie Cousins.
Hey.
Well, it rolls right into our story, too, about if you're willing to take on the big buff dad when you shush the kids.
Yeah, because before the interview, someone had texted and was like, I will whoop his ass if he ever says something to me. My wife sends me to the store, so that same guy texted back a little later and put, no, I'm lying. I've never been in a fight. But I will whoop his ass in my mind. And then he put, hopefully I'd win.
That's fantastic.
If you lose a fight in your own mind, you're a bad fighter. Oh, that's why I was laughing at the intro, because that had me cracking up. I'm like that too. You ever cuss someone out when you're not around them and you're like, yeah, I should have said all that. Like, oh, yeah. I'm a badass. Like, but you're in the car by yourself. Yeah, I've won several arguments like that when no one's around.
That's crazy. By the way, I guess we're missing some real life going on too.
What?
Shots fired at Ben Taub Hospital.
Yeah,
here in Houston.
I saw that on Twitter. It was crazy, man.
That's not good.
HPD says officers are in the process of searching the hospital. No reports of injuries, thank goodness.
Damn.
But it's going down.
That's scary.
So, got that going.
We're
going
to do this call?
Yeah. Richard has been graciously holding, and then he actually waited for Grant Napier's interview and called back. So, Richard wants to talk about his daughter, the blinky shoes that he wore to the movies, and the fact that he was embarrassed. Richard, what's up?
Yeah, man. So I don't know if you guys ever heard of them, but they're called Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toes?
And my daughter had to have them, so we got them. And I wasn't embarrassed that she wore the shoes. I was embarrassed that my wife couldn't control her the whole damn movie, and it was lighting up the entire theater.
Okay.
So she was acting.
That makes sense.
They do make the shoes that only light up when the soles of the shoes are in contact with the ground, right?
Well, like the pressure.
Well, these ones, she just kept clicking her heels and lighting up the entire movie theater.
That'll do it.
Oh,
wow.
Now, did you notice what Richard said? There was something very key in what he just said. He said, I was embarrassed because my wife couldn't control her. What were you doing, Richard? Why weren't you controlling her?
Oh, I was too involved in the movie, buddy.
It's like, yeah, I don't even want
so
want the kid.
So at that point,
really,
Richard, it behooves me to ask the question, what movie was it all about? Were you taking the kid to see, like, Terminator, or was it a child movie?
Dude, Big Hero 6. You never seen it?
I have not.
Big Hero 6. I don't know what that is.
How did the first five go?
You've never seen The Notebook either, so it doesn't surprise
that's,
me.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So, Richard.
Hey, by the way, how come Shirley Temple's not answering the phone today?
Yeah, good question.
He's at Whataburger in the drive-through line, and he's stuck.
Shirley Temple.
I like it.
That's pretty good, man. Hey, thanks for the call, Richard. Much appreciated, man.
He's also still trying to find the Walk of Shame walkers.
Yeah. I got to catch up on these texts real quick, man. Some of these are going back to what we talked about before.
Yep.
But somebody wants to know, Barry, is your chair the rocking chair kind from the Cracker Barrel?
Jeez.
And you just yell at passing children? Well, I'll just yell. I don't need a rocking chair. Someone agrees with me. I'm with Barry. No excuse for bad parenting. Yes.
Do you shop with a cane?
Yes. If he has the gonads to speak up and tell parents to control their kids, does he have the gonads to step up and fight the father? Now, I don't know if that was for me or the one guy that called. Was it Jim? John? That
Jim?
Cussed?
It was Jim.
Jim.
But I don't know why people would think like, yeah, I would. Now, you know, again, if the dude's 6'9", three bills and cut, I'm probably not going to fight that guy. Yeah. I'll still shush his kid, but then that's when you have to resort to just calling the police. When you're just
so
like,
you had Scott and Deer Park
me.
Pegged until you said ripped up yeah. and cut.
But I mean, just the average looking dude. Yeah, I mean, if it's just a dad, sure.
You carry
I'll
a cane?
Fight. Like, I don't know why people think I'm scared to fight. I don't know why how that became a thing. But yeah, I would fight a guy if I do love how passionate people get about this topic, though. Like, dad's like, I'll whoop anybody's ass just talking to my kid. That never mind the fact that you should be controlling your kid. You just get angry when someone else is mad because your kid don't know how to act. I love that part of it.
I love the way you just said that.
Uh-huh.
Almost like Andy Kaufman. Oh, I'd fight a guy. Like, almost, I'd fight a guy, too. Like, you fight yeah. women, but yeah, I'd fight a guy, too.
No, I mean, I would fight a dude if he wanted to fight me. If I mean, okay.
I'm like, saying, no, the way you said it was like, no, I'll fight. I mean, I fight women, but I'll fight a guy.
No, I don't fight women.
Verbally, though, you'll take on the mom if she's ticked that you yelled at her kid.
Not one, you shouldn't hit women, and two, there's, if you take an L fighting a woman, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's not unless, good.
Especially if you get hit in the kidneys, and you can tell you what that feels like.
Well, when I used to train Muay Thai, there were a couple of female fighters that would wear me out on a regular basis.
Wow.
And so, yeah, you learn, you respect it.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, we got plenty more show to go. How about if your old offensive coordinator becomes a defensive coach on another team? What does that say about the offense you had before you got rid of him? We'll cover that and a whole lot more. We've got a lot more show to go. Two in the books, one to go. We will have plenty more show right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.